2 hours down, 2 hours to go. How you doing? How's your Thursday afternoon? So close to Friday. Come on, I had to say it. You know, you got the Sabres tonight. You got football tonight. You got a big college game tonight. You got the NFL tonight. A lot of stuff going on for, I know, a majority of the audience. You're not watching any of that because you're watching The Golden Bachelor tonight. I've been watching that like on 3 day delay on Hulu. But I'm going to tell you this. Golden Bachelor, probably better than any of the other Bachelor series. Especially the first episode. I know, we're talking about something else, and here I go into a rant about The Bachelor. The first episode, you've got people who clearly never watched the show before. They're not on there to increase their influencer profile. Like, they're actually on there to meet this guy. So, I mean, at least you've got that. You know, The Bachelor, the other ones have just become a series for, yeah, and on YouTube, on Twitter, on TikTok, I'm at such and such. You know, they just want to get their face out there so they get the followers, and it's really become a show for influencers. But I digress. 803-0930, star 930. We had the debate, the county executive debate was right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. Did it sway you one way or the other? What would you have liked to hear question-wise to one of the candidates or to both of the candidates? Again, they'll be on Hardline October 29th, so I would appreciate your questions. This is what I didn't throw out there, but I want to throw out. Was there ever a debate in the history of debates that swayed your vote? 803-0930, star 930. And do you think the Republican Party should have ran a candidate with more name recognition in this particular campaign? Let's go to Pat. He's on a cell phone. He's been very patient during the news. Pat, thanks for hanging on.
Thanks, Joe, for taking the call. First, I wish we could debunk some of these things. 30 or 40 million people killed a year. I saw you push back after the guy hung up. But the truth of the matter is COVID shouldn't be an issue, because even the Republicans agreed that it was a real thing, that a million people died. The president of the United States got very special care when he got COVID. Remember? They rushed him to the hospital in intensive care for 2 days. He didn't swallow ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. He got the best medical treatment available for him, not for the rest of us. And you know what? I'd like to see you ask her, how come the supervisor of the town of Clarence, why did he not say, I'm not having a mask mandate? How come the supervisor of Clarence didn't close his roads before Erie County did? I'd like to hear you ask that question. The supervisor of Clarence is a very competent guy, happens to be her dad. And he did it because he's a reasonable, smart guy. He didn't close the roads because at the time the storm took us over and they were busy doing other things. He instituted a mask mandate when you went into government buildings there because he understood the science. When Christy Cacilio says things like Damar Hamlin, they hired an actor, he didn't die, and then explains it away by saying she only did that for clickbait because she's in advertising, makes me believe that she's probably one of the problems with social media, that they would misuse it for their own purposes. And in this case, she said it. It was to drive her name, to drive her sales. Those are the questions we should be asking. And Mark Poloncarz isn't the guy. I wish anybody else but Mark Poloncarz was running. But if it's between the two of them, come on, it's not even close.
Now, Pat, I had a follow-up, but that was a very interesting last comment you said. Because we talk quite regularly on the show. Why not Mark Poloncarz? What do you have against his campaign?
I think he's too comfortable. That's what I think. I think we need some fresh ideas. Same thing with Byron Brown. I think we need some fresh ideas. It's not to say he's doing a bad job. Somebody else could be doing a different job, affecting taxpayers in a different way. But to keep beating the same dead horses, the immigrants, really, the immigrants are the problem with county government now? Really? Really? That's where we're going with this? Well, the immigrants. They're the problem.
Pat, let me go back to COVID real quick, because I don't disagree. I think when COVID first came here, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And of course, I mean, you know, people lost their life with COVID. And
how many people lost their life, Joe? How many people lost their lives?
Well, you're going to give me the exact number.
No, I'm not, but I'm going to tell you that they're saying it's well over 1,200,000 now, over 250 people a day still losing it as a result of COVID.
Yeah.
They've instituted a new mask mandate at Roswell Park.
Right. I mean, and there is questions if certain masks work. I mean, N95 work. A cloth that you can get at Walgreens, maybe not the best protection. But I will say this, Pat.
I agree.
But I would say this. I also think it could have been handled differently, and that has nothing to do with closing things down. 78% of people who were admitted to the hospital with COVID were overweight or obese, and you didn't hear once from this county executive talking about maybe, you know, take things into your own hands. Lose some weight. I've got to lose weight. This is coming from a fat guy, by the way. You never heard that from the county executive, never heard that from the governor. So I think the language around COVID.
If they would have told me, put down the cannoli, fatso, you think I would have listened to him?
But there is a little bit of self responsibility in this. If I got COVID right now, Pat, I guarantee I would get it worse than I did when I had COVID 2 years ago. Why?
So
I'm 40 pounds heavier.
So let me ask you this question, Joe. They come out today and say, you got to wear a mask, and you say no. And they say, come on, you're obese, you got to wear a mask. how long would it take you to lose that 40 pounds, Joe?
I mean, I'm hoping without that incentive, I lose the weight.
How long?
Well, I mean, I lost...
A couple months?
I lost 40 pounds over the summer. I put it back on pretty quickly, but I lost 40 pounds over the summer, so I think I could do it in 2.5 months.
Okay, so 2.5 months. So you'd be willing to risk your health for 2.5 months?
I mean...
And somebody else's?
Let's put it this way. If you're overweight or obese now, you're putting your health at risk every day.
I agree. I agree. So what do we say? Just let them die?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm not even saying don't close things down. Again, I think we might have gone a little too far with that. But let's say things are the way it is. I do think we should be more honest with the American people. And that falls on Trump, who was the president at the time. That falls on Cuomo, who was the governor at the time. And that falls on Poloncarz. I never heard once from either administration, hey, things are closed. You're working from home. On your lunch break, grab a jacket and go for a walk.
Yeah. So you think that's the best use of their time, telling them to stop being fat?
If 78%, I don't want to get into this conversation, but if 78% of hospitalizations had to do with overweight or obesity, and we know obesity is a cause for a more severe COVID, yeah, I do think maybe alerting the American people of that, not having to read it, on a college website, yeah, I think that might be the way to go.
And what are the other causes that contribute to COVID?
There's a lot of health issues that COVID can make worse.
Smoking. We've told people for years not to smoke. How did that work out?
Well, again, Pat, I mean, if you make a decision, you live with that decision.
So
for dinner, I could have a salad or go get a Big Mac. Again, I live with that decision. I have high blood pressure. I probably should go with the salad. If I don't, that's my fault, and I pay the consequences.
I'm happy to hear you making this argument, because there was a girl at Roswell Park who simply tweeted, fine, that they don't want the COVID shot, let them go to church and pray it away. And guess what? They fired her for saying that. They fired her for saying that. They don't want it, let them go to church and pray it away, because Jesus was going to take it from them. God would deliver them. And she got canned from it. So you're saying basically the same thing. I hope WBN doesn't can you, because I think you're very entertaining.
Wait, I don't understand the correlation.
Well, yeah, you're saying, look, if you're fat and you get COVID, that's on you.
Those words never came out of my mouth. I'm saying
I know, but if you're overweight and you get COVID, you bear the responsibility.
Well, I think you know the risk that you're taking in your life. Again, I know the risk now. I have high blood pressure. Why? Because I eat a lot. That's on me. I can't blame anyone else.
Joe, it's no fun blaming yourself. I blame everybody else for my fat ass. Oh, fat butt.
All right, well, Pat, we have to dump the end of that. No, that is not what I'm saying whatsoever. What I am saying is you never heard anyone at the federal level, the state level, because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, right? But just like that cigarette, you go and light up that cigarette, I bet everyone who's... My dad smokes. I bet my dad knows what he's doing every time he lights up a cigarette. That's what people do. They know what they know the risk they're taking. And guess what? Yeah, if for dinner you're going to have that Big Mac instead of the salad, you know the risk you're taking. And we should have told people that. We should have stressed that. Never did. And I think that falls on anyone that was in control at the time. And again, this is coming from someone who can't fit into most of his clothes. Okay? So this is not me pointing the finger at anybody. 803-0930, star 930. By the way, Pat put words in my mouth. I would never say, well, you know the risk. That's not what I'm saying is you should know the risk, right? I never had the feeling of, well, nothing we can do for him. But you do know the risk. Again, when you smoke a cigarette, you know the risk. You know, last night for dinner, I could have had something healthy. I was walking to the grocery store. What did I do? I made myself steak sandwiches with white bread rolls and had French fries and then had a pumpkin walnut or something cookie. Yeah. You know what? Not good for my high blood pressure. But that's the decision I made. At least I know the risk. My doctor tells me you keep eating fried food on a regular basis, that's what's going to happen. We did not hear that during the height of COVID. And that goes for everybody. That goes for Trump. That goes for Cuomo. That goes for polling cards. That goes for everybody. And again, I think the reason was we were too afraid to hurt people's feelings. Well, we don't seem to care when we hurt smokers' feelings. When we tell smokers they're killing themselves with cigarettes, we don't. No one cares about people's feelings there. But we can't say, hey, you know, maybe cut the calories. I'd like someone to tell me that. Oh, sorry. Peggy in Buffalo, I apologize. Thank you for being so patient.
Hello there. Are we talking food or are we talking...
No, we're talking the debate. We're talking the debate.
Earlier, you asked who you think won the debate. And I believe the winners of the debate are the parents who send their children to St. Joseph Collegiate because they come up with very succinct questions and they also give the candidates enough time to pull it together. And I'm so impressed with the way all of those debates that I've heard over the years are handled. And it's as if the teacher teaches them to question, teaches them to learn, and teaches them to listen. And those are skills that you can use all through life, no matter what you end up doing. As far as about winning and losing, the thing that got me about the question or the answers that Chrissy gave, she didn't play to the audience. If she's dealing with a bunch of young people, she should talk about the future. If you're dealing with a bunch of old people, you talk about the past. And she didn't do either. And she was so blunt when they asked questions about, like, the death penalty that it was a surprise, the words that she chose. So other than that, I can't believe that's the best we have to run for county executive, those two moves.
Well, Peggy, I agree with you that the students won, and what a great opportunity they get every year there at St. Joe's to host these debates. I appreciate the call. Peggy in Buffalo gets us back on track. I apologize for getting off track, but we're back on track now. And unless I get fired during the break, I'll be back here to take your calls. 803-0930, star 930. Still asking about the debate. Anything impress you? Anything sway your vote? Has there ever been a debate that swayed your vote? And do you think the Republicans should have run a candidate with more name recognition? 803-0930, start on 30, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Sorry about my behavior before the break. I hope you'll forgive me and give me another chance. It is Beamer and for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEM. I don't even want to get back into it. I'm not going to. Again, I don't know how you can get mad. I don't know how anyone can get mad at me. I'm literally talking about myself. You know what I mean? Like, I am talking about myself. It's not anyone. I'm not looking down on anyone. I'm not pointing my finger. I'm talking about me and people in my situation. 803-0930, star 930. The debate earlier here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your thoughts, what you think should have been asked, what you'd like to hear asked. By the way, both of these candidates will be on Hardline October 29th. So I will take those questions and put them down. 803-0930. Also, do you think Republicans should have run a more name-recognizable candidate? 803-0930, star 930. Neil's in Forestville. Neil, your thoughts?
Hey, Joe, the question I would like to ask is about the 300 or so businesses that were robbed during the snowstorm. What is he going to do, or what would she have done to better protect our stores?
That is a great point. Again, you know, he could have encouraged the governor to send National Guard long before she did. And I think that was a dropped ball on both the county executive and the governor.
Yeah, well, my thoughts about how he failed the entire city, along with the mayor. But yeah, I want to hear more about protecting the citizens too from these criminals that he's allowing in, the immigrants, supposed immigrants.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'm surprised there wasn't a second question on that. And that's what I'm, Neil, that's what I'm happy to be able to do, is when I have them in studio, I can ask both of them follow-ups, right? Instead of them responding to the other candidate, I'll have a follow-up in place. And I think maybe we can get more of an answer out of both candidates.
Yeah, I hope Hardline, you know, like you said, you have to ask the right questions. You have to be good, or they won't come back on again. But, you know, like I said, legitimate questions to get some legitimate answers to some very serious questions that could affect people's health come this winter. I mean, if you're not going to if you're just going to go with what we had last year and there's another snowstorm and people are left to fend for themselves, people don't know where the schools are, where that guy broke in and saved a bunch of people. There'd be a list of those, where those are. So if people are in emergencies, those that could be broadcast to people. How come he didn't come on WBEN, and how come he didn't use that pulpit to try to calm people, to try to get information out to people? I mean, he opened up a stupid phone number because 911 was completely useless. And I'd like to hear how some of those 911 operators treated people that were calling in that actually could get through.
Well, Neil, the why did you not appear on WBEN, that is on the list already. But and I think it's a good question. It's not just because this is that we're WBEN. It's because we were live the entire storm. He was the only official. We had the governor on. We had the mayor on. Why did the county executive not come on the one station that was 24/7 through the entire storm?
Yeah, and what, was he listening to the pleas of the people that were calling you? I mean, it was breaking my heart. I mean, I was in Ohio at the time, and I made sure to carry a bunch of safety stuff with us, so if we were trapped on the highway, that we would be, my family would be okay. But here I am listening to it from hours away. I'm like, I had a snowmobile. I mean, I was ready to pour my heart out for the people in the city, and here he was with the money, with the ability to do that, and you completely failed thousands of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those things in that situation, you know, take accountability, tell us what you learned and how is that being applied to the, as you said, Neil, the coming winter. I mean, we could have a storm next month. Where are those lessons?
We could have a storm tomorrow and they would still be ill prepared for it. I mean, 5 snowmobiles from Delaware North, that's great. They gave them to the fire department. How about the police department?
Yep.
Don't you think they might need to get around a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, all great stuff, Neil. And yeah, we'll definitely be asking that one to both candidates. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, Tom in Cheektowaga. Tom, thanks for hanging on.
Hello, Joe. I just got to say, I always give you, you know, a nice pleasure to talk to you. I like your views on a lot of things. I'm going to add a however this time, though.
That's fine. Boy,
you've been all over the board lately. Music, which is great with me, but going from songs that get you sad to food to, I mean, you've been jumping all over like I never heard you doing. What's going on?
I'm just trying new things. You know, it's funny. Rob Lucas texted me yesterday, and I'm letting everything influence. And, you know, if a topic I've gone with, stuff I want to talk about, and if one doesn't hit, Tom, I'll just move on to the next one. Yeah, I'm just trying some new things this week.
No, that's good. To me, two topics to try in one show is enough, but that's just me, and I'm sure some other people, too.
Oh, anyway. Tom, I do not think you're in the minority. Believe me, I've heard.
Yeah, as far as today, I really didn't hear the debate. I, for whatever reason, I not really went out of my way or I wanted to do that bad to listen to it. But to me, debates are just, like you said, they're not what they used to be. Ever since 2016, when the beloved Donald here said to Hillary, you would be in jail if it was up to me. I mean, how stupid. That was just a showmanship remark to even lower himself to, well, we all know what's happened since then. But, you know, the debates to me don't really cut it, but I did tell the screener, my mind's made up, and I'm pretty much independent. But I lean left, but I'm independent. And I already made up my mind to vote for that Chrissy, give her, and I don't like this phrase, give her a shot, because that was referred to Trump, too. But, you know, give her a shot. Polling cars has been in there for so long, nothing's really changed that much. And that's my thinking on that.
Yeah, Tom, that's very interesting. I hope you don't mind that I follow up. That's interesting. You say you're independent, lean left, but willing to give Chrissy Casilio a try. You know, that might be, that sparks my interest. Elaborate on that a little more.
Thank you. I've never voted for a Republican president. My father, who's long gone, was Republican. And my first time, and I'm a little older here, but first time I voted was for Jimmy Carter when I was legally able to do it. And he said, great. My father said, great. He said, I always go Republican. You got to go Republican. But he appreciated the thought that I chose. I told him, you know what? I feel I'm going for the person. And I always felt that way instead of the party. If it comes down to it, great, the party sometimes. But I'm going for the person instead of the party. But as far as that went, I never voted for a Republican president. It's always been the Democrats. I always thought they were the better choice through the years either way. McCain, I might have, but Sarah Palin, I had my doubts about. Either way.
Well, that's I like how you said that, though. You vote for the it just turns out to be the Democrat, but you do look at the person. You're not just going in and voting with the letter. You actually look at the person running, which I think more people in our politics should do.
That's what I always felt. As it turned out, when it came down to the presidency, to me, I always kind of, I leaned Democrat left. But then it was the person. I like John Kerry. I like what he stood for. I didn't want Bush Jr. to be in for another term, but that's what happened. And you got to accept your losses and go, okay, well, we lost. We tried, but we lost. And that's what some people in high powers don't seem to do, especially the GOP these days, you know?
Well, see, I think both parties are sore losers, Tom, but your point is well taken.
Thank you, Joe.
I appreciate the call. Tom and Cheektowaga, and I will try to lessen the topics per show. There's really, until today, not much going on, and I'm just trying new things. I'm trying new things, and you know what? Maybe I'm just too comfortable now, and I think, hey, I can throw whatever I want out there, and they'll let me back on the air the next day. All right. You know, it's one of these trial things. And guess what? A few of the topics yesterday hit, you know? So I appreciate the call. Frank in Holland. Frank, your thoughts.
Mr. Beamer, I really appreciate you opening this up for the public to ask a question, and hopefully he answers. The one question that I have, there's so many things that I see problems with them, but the one question moving forward really touches my heartstrings. He locked down, he weaponized the Department of Health, and he locked down nursing homes worse than jails during this COVID pandemic. And then he opened up a football stadium for a football game. The hypocrisy is just stunning. And I'm wondering, moving forward, I know that the lawsuits have been dropped because they're moot now and they dropped, you know, the restrictions and all that. But moving forward, is he going to do that again? I mean, is he going to lock them down? And then similarly with masks for students in schools. We know that it's been proven they don't prevent, you know, the transmission or reception of COVID. Is he going to do that again? And that's abuse to seniors, and it's abuse to children. well, he goes ahead and opens up a football stadium for a game?
Yeah,
that'd be the question I'd ask.
Frank, two questions. I've got them written down, and yeah, we'll definitely go there in 2 weeks. Appreciate the call, Frank in Holland. See, and that's the thing. I don't want to go back to the, you know, because the call with Pat, we went off the rails. But I don't like that answer of I would do the same thing all over again. Because if we're talking COVID, COVID will never be what COVID was in March, something that we don't know. We know COVID now, right? We know that we don't need to spray our groceries with disinfectant. We know, we have found a way, by the way, to live with COVID, right? Most of us have been, you know, COVID's been out there. Most of us have been living our lives as normal for the last 3 years, right? Yeah, 3 years. So we did see a lot of local business lost, right? And we saw things pushed on us that now don't seem to have worked, right? I mean, masks. You had to have a mask to go anywhere unless you wanted to sit down in a restaurant. But I think now we know just a regular, you know, $5 box of 100 masks, that doesn't work. And I'd be very interested in, would the answer be yes, I would lock down again? Because I just don't understand with what we know now in 2023, if I told you I have the DeLorean outside, we're going back to March 2020, but you know everything now, that you would say yes, 100%. I don't know. And again, is that just denying that anything wrong was done? Again, I understand it in March and April, right? I completely understand at that time the lockdowns. But when we learn more about the virus, again, I think we should have adjusted it. And you know, that's not just Mark Poloncarz. That's not just, I was about to say Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. I think President Trump handled COVID awful. I really do. And I think it's actually been, if Ron DeSantis wants to get his campaign up and going again, I think that's something where you hit him, right? You gave Dr. Fauci all this power. You know, you let him talk you into the decisions. Again, Trump would never admit that. In January of 21, he gave Fauci a medal. So again, I mean, that's where I would say, like, if I gave you the DeLorean and you know everything you know now, you would still do this the exact way you did it. I don't know how you can answer it that way. Asking Everything County Executive, we had the debate today. Your thoughts, did it sway your vote? Has there ever been a debate that swayed your vote? We have yet to have one person say a debate swayed their vote, right? I just don't believe debates are what they were in 1960. You know, the big Nixon-Kennedy debate. For all you poli-sci majors out there, I'm sure you studied that debate. But I don't think that's what debates are today, right? It's not on in everyone's house. And that goes for the presidential debate. But this debate, was there something you learned? Was there something you wanted to hear that you didn't hear? And do you think with this campaign, with this county executive, Republicans would have been better off running someone with more name recognition? 803-0930, star 930. Eileen's in Buffalo and has been very patient. Eileen, thanks for hanging on.
Thank you. I'm calling to say that I think what happened here was kind of ironic, that Poloncarz, with the Democratic edge and with his long record in office, seemed fairly unbeatable. So the Republican Party did not have any volunteers or draftees who might have been more prominent, who might have had government experience, who wanted to spend the time, money, and political capital in running for what they felt to be an unwinnable race. So somebody came out of the private sector with some family political connections. I tried to see what I could online. I gather she is a quote-unquote businesswoman because she has a public relations business that at least a very nice website. I don't know that she has 3 employees or 5 employees or 15 employees. I know the county executive has hundreds, if not a few thousand employees. But I think this was a small businesswoman who perhaps was doing well for herself. but that is not the jump to running a whole county. We may put down government experience, but there's something to be said for the things learned as they work their, as people work their way up through various elective offices. People who may have started on a school board and then went to a city or town council and then became a town clerk and worked their way up. For somebody coming out of the blue, and I know it's controversial, but the skills that it takes to run a small business where you're in charge and there are not rules and union rights and different kinds of things that might affect you is very different than what a county executive does. But the irony is that there were probably some formidable Republicans out there who could have given her a run for her money, but it seemed unwinnable. Then, boom, came the events of a couple of months ago,
right,
with the combination of the uproar about the immigrants, which may or may not have been Poland Cars' fault. I'm not pointing a finger at him. You had the stuff coming out about the snowplows and the troubles during the storm. And then you had the ex-girlfriend coming out with her accusations. And then you had the ex-girlfriend throwing some mud on apparently a very respectable lady who is an administrator of a popular cultural center. And there was enough dust over there that, that Mr. Poland Cars got some dust on him. And boy, oh boy, if the Republicans had done their job and put out somebody perhaps of the caliber of Chris Jacobs, I don't know, they might have had a run for their money. But this is ridiculous. Even if Poland Cars made all the errors he's accused of, for us to give our very large county over to someone who's inexperienced and has some questionable Facebook posts with some bizarre ideas would be very dangerous. So that's what I have to say. I do have something on an unrelated topic, which is I learned from your show about the Buffalo News senior discount. I tried it out. I just saved $500 a year, and I've been publicizing it on Facebook, and several of my friends and acquaintances and their elderly parents have utilized it. So when we were talking about the issue, does local media help? Was it not for your local show filling in for Tom, I never would have known about this senior discount. I would not have saved the money, and I would not have publicized it amongst many acquaintances. So you're doing a great job, and I so like when you fill in and we hear you on the radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen. I appreciate that. I'm glad it worked out for you, and that makes me feel good. Thank you so much. Eileen in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930. You know, she mentioned Chris Jacobs, and I don't know if Chris Jacobs wants the job or not. But, you know, as soon as he left Congress and did not run for re-election, again, good thing I don't bet, because I would have probably laid a bet down that Chris Jacobs was going to run for county executive. I was very surprised. But again, I don't know. I don't know if he even wanted to run. But I thought he was going to. But he didn't. We have Chrissy Casilio running against Mark Poland Cars. Your thoughts on the debate today? And do you think the Republicans should have run a more recognizable name in this election? 803-0930, star 930, back after this.